I'm Tracy.
And I'm Sharon. And we are... I almost forgot. We are Feet of Clay.
Confessions of the Cult Sisters. Oh, and I am so excited to welcome my nephew, Don. Do you want me to say your last name?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
He needs to be able to take cover. He needs to be able to run far away from this.
So say hi, Don.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, you may want to wait till this is over before you say thank you.
I'll get it in. I'll get one in right now. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, get one in right now. So everyone knows that maybe not everyone knows, but I have noticed that many people who have been through what we've been through, Sharon, as far as the fundamentalist cave that we've all lived in, that we were very sheltered during specific decades of our lives. And one of the decades that I feel most sheltered from was the 1980s.
The 1980s. My husband Dave says that was the best decade of all. I'm not sure I agree with him, but okay.
Well, we wouldn't know because most of that time we were on the commune compound at Last Days. And then even after when we left at the end of the 80s, my family didn't own a television set.
Yeah, you were more spiritual than me.
Yes, definitely. Well, that I think is pretty clear, but and so I always say to everyone now, because it's been decades since we've been out, please never pick me for a trivia partner. I will sink your team. I am terrible at it. I don't know anything from specifically the 80s. So enter my nephew, Don, who is the trivia king of the 80s. Don, can you tell us about the 80s and why you're so good at trivia?
I just like trivia. I like the 80s. I love the music. I love the movies. I loved the culture. And just to backtrack, you also didn't have a TV in the first part of the 90s as well. So let's make sure that that's out there too.
And Don, you would know because you were a sometimes prisoner of Tracy's, right?
I was, and also a visitor of Last Days when I was 7 years old. So I've seen it all.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, when I would get in trouble, I would live with Tracy when my mom couldn't handle me. Then I'd go back and forth. It was kind of a yin and yang. That's for another episode.
Well, you've already been featured, Don, because you're the one who, what was it? What was the movie, Tracy, that you tried to shield his eyes?
Top Gun.
Yeah. Yeah, for that hardcore sex scene that was in Top Gun, I had to get my eyes covered when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, so for listeners who heard that episode, we'll make a note of it in our show notes. And then I did post a picture because one of the full circle moments was when Top Gun 2 came out. I went to where he lives and we all went together as a family to watch Top Gun 2. And no eyes were covered in the viewing of that movie.
Not at all.
All right. So listeners, because both of us are pretty sheltered and we're pretty bad at 1980s trivia, we decided to invite Don on to lead us in a virtual trivia night. Woohoo! For those of you who can't see the camera, I've got my 80s hair with my cool band.
Yeah, you do.
Don has his very cool backdrop that has back to the 80s setting the tone. And Sharon, what do you have?
I'm pretty pathetic right now. I'm sitting in the bedroom of a rental house in Nags Head, Virginia. I'm really glad we're here, but not a whole lot of flavor or style in the shot of me. And my hair is a little frizzy, so I'm a little 80-ish. But
a little 80s.
You got it. You're rocking it better than me, Tracy.
So we've asked Don, say, hey, prepare a trivia night as if we were in a bar. So we're going to pretend we're all in a bar together. Hey, everybody. After we recorded this super fun game, we thought of something else that would be fun, and we always like to have fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
How would you like to play along with us?
Woohoo! Yeah! And I'm just guessing that about everyone is going to beat us at this game, Tracy.
Well, maybe not the really younger ones. That's something my kids always give me crap about. Those are the ones I'm supposed to know when we play trivia.
So this time being old is an advantage for us?
It is, except for unless I'm on your team, then it's not much of an advantage. So if you're into 80s trivia, you love 80s trivia, you lived through the 80s, or you want to learn about 80s trivia, we invite you to test your knowledge against ours.
Oh my God.
Okay, so grab a pencil and a paper and jot down your answers, because sometimes it takes us a while to come up with them. So you can see what your final score would be against our final score.
Yeah, and you know, we should have people post their scores in our Facebook group, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yeah. What's that group, Tracy?
That is the Feet of Clay Confessions of the Cult Sisters Community Facebook page.
Community. Yeah, community group. Okay, so if you're not driving, and maybe if you're not at work, and you can kick your shoes off and relax, you could also grab your favorite adult beverage.
Or soda, or juice, or my favorite, sparkling water.
Okay. But whatever it is, drink and play along with us. So you can push pause right now and get your stuff together and tally ho.
I don't think that's what that means, but yes, tally ho.
Well, tally your score, tally your answers. Yeah, okay, I don't know.
Okay. And I think we can even put the questions or a link to the questions in our show notes here to make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Okay, let the games begin. And may the odds be always in your favor.
Oh, I know that reference.
Or was it ever in your favor? I don't know.
All right, off to our own 80s Hunger Games. I mean, trivia night.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to show you what I've got.
Okay.
Because I ran out of my hard seltzers. So this is what I've got. I've pulled it straight from the freezer.
All right.
What is it? I can't tell.
I got about a quart of Espolòn tequila.
Oh.
Right, that'll do it.
And a shot glass.
Very. And what do you have, Don?
My covering this evening is sponsored by Coors Light.
Excellent.
So.
Good job, good job. And I have sparkling something inside of my glass. So we're going to now, it's going to be Sharon against me. And if you've been following us, you know that we have a competitive streak in all of our episodes because we do like to compete for points.
We do.
So we are going to see who is best.
Yeah, but you still haven't gotten the scoreboard up, right?
I know. So we are going to get that up. I promise.
Yeah, right. Just promises, give promises.
People, you know, Jesus is coming soon. The scoreboard is coming soon.
Okay. Okay.
You do not know the day or the hour, but it is coming. It is coming. So we're going to hand it right over to you, Don, and you're going to direct this traffic on how we play for points.
All right.
Good luck, Don.
Pretty basic. I will keep score for tonight, so I will let you know who wins the game. So you can add that to your overall scoreboard. Real easy. You answer a question right, you get a point. So it's pretty easy. I don't want to make it too hard for you sheltered ladies of the 1980s. We're going to make it very simple. So three categories, general 80s trivia, 80s movies, and 80s music.
Okay.
Some might be simple, some might not be. I think I don't want to make it too hard because then it's not fun. Right.
Because we're old and you're having mercy on us. Thank you.
But I probably will laugh if you don't get some basic ones.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do a question and the first one to answer? Or are you going to go back and forth?
Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
If you answer it wrong, we'll give the other person the chance to answer it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then at some point, you may have to point out if it's a basic one, because we might think they're all hard. So if you're like, that was a basic one, you guys missed it.
I think you'll know the basic one, I hope. Or this is going to be a real treat for me if not. So.
Okay.
All right. So since Sharon dressed up and put her heart and soul into this, we're going to let her answer first.
Said with much sarcasm for those who cannot see the camera.
So question one, and this is general. So the first section is going to be general 80s trivia. Okay.
Okay.
What does VHS stand for?
I have it.
Whoa.
It's Sharon's. Okay.
It's my turn, woman.
I forgot the rules.
I see how this cutthroat is going to go.
Video home. I don't know.
Sharon, just so you know, this is a basic one.
I know what it is. I know what the video cassette recorder is. I know what a video.
VHS. What does it stand for?
I don't know.
All right. Okay, and Tracy for the steal.
I raised my hand really fast.
Tracy for the steal.
I think it is visual. This is really bad. I really thought I knew this. Video home.
It's going to be a long night.
God, what the fuck does the S stand for? Okay, I honestly thought I knew it.
All right. This is going to be a long, long night. Let me clear my calendar.
Are you going to tell us the answer?
Video home system.
So you got two, Sharon. Video home. That was good.
Yeah, that's true. Can I get 2/3?
Still no points. No.
2/3 of a point.
No, that's... I know you all weren't part of the real world in the 1980s, but that's not how the real world works when you don't get something right. So no points awarded. Okay. Question two. Oh, let me talk about... Hey, babe, this is going to be a lot longer than I thought. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Question two. What was the most popular video game of the 1980s? Just goes to Tracy now.
Of the 1980s?
The most popular...
Pac-Man!
Wrong.
Oh!
Wrong. Common guess, common mistake, but that is incorrect. Sharon, what was the most popular...
Centipedes.
No, unfortunately, you are both incorrect. Holy shit.
Mario?
You answered too late, Sharon. That would have been correct if that were first. It is Mario Brothers.
I thought he came later.
He did. He debuted in the home Nintendo system in 1985, but he was also in the arcades in the early 80s.
So true story, on Sundays in Last Days Commune, we did go to a pizza place in Tyler, Texas, and there was a Pac-Man machine there, which is why I really thought I could Ed Sheeran out on this.
Were you allowed to play it?
You could. You could play it.
Okay, you wouldn't go to hell then?
I didn't play it.
Okay, cool.
I played Centipedes with Keith Green.
Ooh.
And he and I, you know what? I'm competitive, but he was really, really competitive. And I swear to God, actually, I didn't swear to God. I swear to you now. My thumb would hurt so bad. My fingers hurt so bad from how hard and how long. And we'd keep putting quarters in that damn machine. And I remember Barton and Melody like, what are we going to leave here? Come on, come on. And we just wouldn't give up. So that's why I guess Centipedes.
That was God's money, by the way, but okay.
That's true. Wasting them quarters. Okay.
We're doing really well.
We're 0 for 2.
Hey, the commentary is the best part, which I was looking forward to. So, all right. This is a thinker.
Oh, God.
What ancient Chinese toy was repopularized in the 1980s?
Is this who's up?
Ain't it's me.
Sharon.
Don't you come hoeing on me.
Hoeing and whoring.
Ancient Chinese toy. Well, okay, if I think out loud before I give final answer, I don't think Rubik's Cube was Chinese. So I'm
ancient
yo-yo.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
No. Tracy.
I was going to say the Rubik's Cube.
As an ancient Chinese toy. Seriously.
Yeah, it's like the abacus.
Well, I know it wasn't the Rubik's Cube because that's like Scandinavian or something, I think.
Yeah, but it's Russian. It was, you know, repurposed. The Rubik's Cube concept was repurposed.
That's not the answer. It's not the answer that we're looking for. The hacky sack. The hacky sack.
The hacky sack. That doesn't sound Chinese. I mean, yo-yo.
That sounds very racist of you, but whatever.
Yeah, Sharon, walk carefully. Walk carefully.
No, no, no. Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma, the greatest cello player in the world, and he's Asian.
Is he Japanese?
Well, oh, shit, I don't know.
All right, we're going to move on from the cultural insensitivity.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
What year was the Nike slogan "Just Do It" launched?
Ooh.
And who's up on this one?
Tracy.
What year was the Nike? 1982 for the win.
No.
So is this where, like, if I guess and I'm the closest to it without going over, I win? Isn't there a game that has that kind of rule?
Yeah, but that's Price is Right. And that's not what we're doing.
That's not.
87.
Closer. It was 1988.
Oh, so we were already gone. We were already out of last days when the Nike logo.
You still didn't have a TV, so you probably never saw the commercials. So that's probably your fault there.
if this makes it, Yo-Yo Ma was born to Chinese parents. It's a good job.
I should get a half point.
Still on this, huh?
Okay. All right.
All right, we got to get some good vibes out there. We got at least someone's got to score a point soon. So, I think this is the one. This is the one.
Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Sharon.
Oh shit. Okay. If this is the one, why are you giving it to her? You're my nephew.
Tracy, take another drink.
All right. What year was the wreckage of the Titanic found?
Who knows that shit? Who would know?
Most people.
I'm going to go with, I'm just going to go with my lucky 1987.
Ooh, so close. No, not at all.
You just gave her a hint. That's not right.
I know my nephew, though.
I protest.
When he says close, it's probably not close.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1984.
Like Orwell.
Also incorrect. Probably one of the biggest news stories of the 1980s, 1985.
I was so close.
And how many times have we watched that goddamn movie together? A lot, for you to not know.
That goddamn movie a lot.
Did you shield his eyes for the Titanic?
Yeah, I was 34, and the nudity scene was just too much. So
that was actually a pretty steamy scene in the back of that car.
Was.
So I
literally steamy. I think I remember that.
I would have definitely shaded some people.
And the hand.
Oh, the hand. Yes. But we didn't even know because we were like, that never happened to us.
What did it happen to you because they weren't playing Pee Wee Herman in the car?
They weren't playing Pee Wee Herman. That might have to be in our show notes. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm hoping for hope here. I'm hoping for hope. In 1983, which country was the first to build a Disneyland outside the United States?
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Is it mine?
Yep.
Hong Kong.
No.
Hong Kong.
Japan.
Oh. Sharon, you are correct.
I am on the board.
Yes. Woo, woo, woo. All right.
There is one in Hong Kong, by the way.
It wasn't the first.
All right. In 1983, how much did the first mobile phone weigh when it came out?
In 1983?
Yeah. Whose turn is it?
I think it's Sharon's because she stole Sharon. From me.
7 pounds. 7 pounds.
Mm, okay. Someone gets 1 point, gets a little cocky, but no, that is not correct. It is not 7 pounds.
I'm just sticking with the sevens because sooner or later.
It's going well for you.
A clock is right twice a day. Is that your
that's right.
That's it.
So you're not talking cordless, right?
Mobile phone. A cellular phone was called mobile phone. So 1983.
I would say 1.5 pounds.
So close. 2 pounds.
Two pounds. I almost said 2 pounds.
Sharon's in the lead. Sharon is in the lead.
I have 1 point. I'm crushing this game.
All right, Tracy, you're up.
No. Oh, yes, yeah. She is. You're right. Sorry.
Now she's trying to steal my chance at getting a point.
Yeah, I am.
Can I just give a little commentary to this question? Is that allowed?
Sure.
If you get this wrong.
Oh, God.
Mom will be rolling in her urn.
Oh, yes. My God.
Elizabeth will probably be upset with you.
Yes.
You should get this.
Okay. So for those of you, so obviously he's my nephew. He's my sister's son. And my sister was also the queen of pop culture. And she was the one on one of our episodes where I said she would call me and say, can you leave? Is there a fence around the property? And she would call sometimes and say, have you heard about this story? And I was like, no. And she would say, oh, Tracy.
I'm actually feeling the same way right now, right in this very moment. So,
oh, Tracy.
Okay. In what year did Prince Charles and Lady Diana get married?
I this is Sharon's year. This is 1987, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No, it was not. Was not. This is for my mother. Thank you.
You should have asked me when she died. I know exactly where I was when she died.
Oh, man. Okay. What year did she get married? I remember we had those kind of fluffy sort of crazy things.
What kind of crazy things?
I mean, sure, you know, like tops that had giant shoulders and giant sleeves.
Shoulder pads, yeah.
Yeah, the shoulder stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to envision a picture. I'm going to guess 1983.
1981.
Oh.
So that was in the true, like I don't even think I came out of the prayer room in 1981. I mean, I was really locked away about heavenly things at that time. So I may not even known.
So Sharon, I believe you're up.
Mm-hmm. It's my turn. I have to belch.
Okay.
Do I get points if I belch loudly?
We might do some creative. There we go. Oh,
that was a good one.
It does feel better. Okay.
I feel ahead. Like that's a demon leaving you. Did you guys know that? That was a belief at one point.
Oh, yeah.
You're expelling a demon.
Oh, my God.
All right. Also, 1981, a poetry collection, A Light in the Attic, was written by who?
No clue.
Wow.
I mean, let me just guess a poet who may have been writing then, Maya Angelou.
I don't know.
I'm going to say no on that one. Tracy, any guesses on that?
Usually in the literature, I'm pretty good. A Light in the Attic.
I really tried to spread this out. I thought we were going to be... 1981 poetry collection, A Light in the Attic, was written by who?
I mean, the poetry I was reading was Song of Songs in the Bible.
That's right. And Hinds Feet on High Places, right?
Hinds Feet on High Places. There was The Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah, we could give you a Christian trivia and see how you do on this.
Mm-hmm.
I do know A Light in the Attic, and I'm trying to channel that.
I know you do.
And I know it's not Sylvia Plath because I can't remember when she died, but maybe they published these after she died. Sylvia Plath.
No. Shel Silverstein.
Oh.
Never heard of. Is it him or her?
I do.
It's him.
And there's a lot of children's books.
Children's books. You guys are going like too deep. Like Maya Angelou and shit. I mean, I didn't make it that hard. Yeah. Score after 11 questions is 1-0.
Oh, my God.
1-0. All right, I feel it coming around. I feel it shifting.
All right. The tide is turning.
Tracy's up. What was the name of the U.S. volcano that erupted in 1980?
Mount St. Helens.
There we go. All right. Yes! All right. There we go. Both on the board.
Did you know that, Sharon?
Yes, I did know that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because it was kind of end timesy.
Yes,
right?
It was end timesy, so it fit in with what the stories we would follow.
What 1981 video game was the first to tell a story during the game?
Well, it couldn't be Mario because Mario wasn't invented until 1985. So it's a...
I would be like,
Mario.
No, it's not Mario. I'm not going to just... I'm not going to hum
you. You're not going to do two same questions.
I'm just going to say, think about it.
Tell a story. Donkey Kong!
Yeah, but you were too late. You said Mario first.
Oh.
You know what? Just because I'm nice, I'm going to let you have that one.
Yeah, you have to let him have that because I was going to say Link. I was going to say Link.
Donkey Kong is the first video game that Mario ever appeared in. So your next trivia night that you're at, you'll be able to know that.
Don't pick Sharon or I for your team unless it's a Bible category. I mean, Donkey Kong, I'm pretty proud of you for Donkey Kong. I got to give you that one, Sharon. I'm proud of you too.
Thank you.
If we don't get this, I'm going to be very sad. Very sad. In what year did the Berlin Wall fall? Tracy, you're up.
Thank God it's Tracy.
I'm going to just be honest with myself. I would have, before this game, thought it was in the early 90s. So the fact that it's in the 80s, I'm going to have to say my children.
It's a weird way to do it.
Oh my God. I can even almost know where I was.
Whatever works for you.
Well, because I had two kids born in the 80s.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
So I had baby books that I did put together, and I put some current events in their baby books.
Ooh, that could be helpful.
So I'm trying to think of, I'm going to say 1989.
You are correct.
I'm so proud of myself.
Wow.
So I had a child born in 1989, so...
Good job.
All right. You are up, Sharon. We have a barn burner here. It is tied 2-2.
Okay.
I'm sorry for that scream. It may get cut. That was a genuine, I was really proud of myself.
I'm not cutting that out. I'm leaving it in. I'm not cutting anything out of this fucking episode. This episode's going raw.
It's
totally
raw and live.
Which NFL team won the most Super Bowls in the 1980s?
Oh, that's a good one.
In the 80s.
Sharon loves football.
I know.
Oh, fuck you, Tracy.
She does not.
Okay. I just don't know which decade it was. So I'm just thinking out loud. It could have been the Steelers. It could have been the San Francisco. Who is the San Franciscos? What were they, the 49ers? Don't laugh at me.
It could have been any NFL team.
It wasn't Dallas.
I love it when you...
No,
when
Dallas was winning earlier because that was before I went to Last Days. Dallas won a lot. So maybe it was the Redskins. I'm going to say Steelers.
That is incorrect.
That is so incorrect.
Tracy, for the steal.
I went to school in Texas, and but that was in the late 70s. And it was Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. But they did have a losing streak at some point. So I'm debating with the Cheeseheads. Who are the Cheeseheads?
I'm not telling.
The Packers.
No, don't you dare give her a clue.
I've given her the team name. It's
okay,
the Packers.
I was going to go the Green Bay Packers or the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
They never won a whole bunch of Super Bowls. What are you talking about?
Not until the 90s. And the Cowboys won a lot in the 90s as well. But who won the most in the 80s were them San Francisco guys. Who are they called again? The 49ers.
Sharon, you were so close.
I almost had it. Oh, well. Okay.
So close. Okay.
We both have 2 points.
2 points.
Out of how many questions so far?
Yeah, it's not important. It's okay. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. No big deal. What fruit candy with a balloon on the wrapper came out in 1985?
And this is mine, right?
Yeah. What fruit candy with a balloon on the wrapper came out in 1985?
And so now, listeners, my mind...
It still exists. Here's a clue to both of you. It still exists.
My mind is going to the movie 13 with our darling girl that I can't think of her name.
What are you even talking about?
Oh. Yeah, what's in your drink?
What are you doing?
You know, it was 13 going on 30. So I knew I would get some time. 13 going on 30, and it's all, it goes back to the 80s. And so a lot of the stuff I learned about the 80s, I learned from 13 going with Jennifer Garner, right? Yes. Okay. So I'm
never heard of it.
So I'm going to say Razzle Dazzle because of that movie.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. This is probably not right, but what was the one with the owl?
I'm not telling you.
About how many licks
I'm telling you. Does it
take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
That's that. Yeah, that was a
it's
thing.
That Tootsie Blow Pop thing.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not. I was going to say that's the name of it, but why would it have a balloon when it is shaped?
Well, it was the only thing I could think of. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, what was it?
Razzmatazz instead of Razzle Dazzle. Razzle?
Airheads.
Oh. We were so close. We were both so close.
That makes so much sense.
I'm actually enjoying myself. I'm never the smartest one in the room, but it feels good sometimes. It feels good once in a while for me. Okay. What was Jane Fonda most famous for in the 1980s? Sharon, this goes to you.
Oh, it's to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Jane Fonda's workout, aerobics.
Oh, jeez.
There we go.
That was like a layup.
Yeah, well, so was Mount St. Helens.
I'm going back and forth.
That's true, Mount St. Helens. I was like, yes, the Jane Fonda workout.
Okay. This is the last question in this dismal category called just general 80s knowledge. Just general 80s knowledge. Okay. Tracy, this is to you. What happened in Ukraine in 1986? What happened in Ukraine in 1986?
Russia invaded.
And that's this year. That's happening right now.
No, it happened then too.
Not back then. Russia invaded Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm,
but
they did.
What happened in Ukraine in 1986?
So is this now my chance to steal? My pathetic no chance in hell chance to steal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I could go with... I could go with a nuclear disaster, but that was Chernobyl, and that don't think was Ukraine, but maybe it was. There could have been a plane crash. There are plane crashes. I'm going to say Chernobyl.
You are correct.
You are correct. That was so good. I thought that was Russia too, because I just watched Chernobyl.
Yeah, but remember, Ukraine then got their independence.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's the score? Drum roll.
Sharon 4, Tracy 2.
Wait, how did she get 2 more?
I got Donkey Kong.
Rewind the tape. Jane Fonda workout
Jane
videos.
Jane Fonda, that's what it was.
I mean, trust me, I am not trying to cheat anybody out of their...
Okay, you know what? I will relinquish the Donkey Kong point.
No, that was a perfect one. No, you earned that one.
If she gets something closer, I'll give the same courtesy. Okay.
Yeah, no, you earned that.
Okay.
You earned that. I think Don is just trying to punish me for the chores that he had to do when he was in our household. It's his way to get back for cutting the grass. We lived on an acre of the worst lawn on the planet, and he had to cut it every week.
Push mower.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Well, that was God's way. Anyways. So, next category, 80s movie trivia.
I got this.
Okay, well, I think we're going to rock this one. This one we're going to get
too.
Right.
I think it's going to be amazing.
I'm okay. We'll see. I mean, I thought you both were going to excel at the first category because that was
the easiest.
Like fucking news, like real news and history and shit, like not even really pop culture stuff. I was like, they're going to slay. I put that first because I was like, they're going to have trouble with the movie and music, but I could be wrong.
We might surprise you.
All right. Okay. What was the highest grossing film of the 1980s?
And who is this? Who's up?
I think we're changing.
It's
I think
Tracy.
You go first.
Tracy.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. Nice one. Oh, no. I was going to say our movie, but that was in the 90s. So sometimes the 80s bleed into the 90s. And Chariots of Fire.
No. The highest, you got to think about these. The highest grossing There are not a lot of people who want to see that running shit on the beach. I'm just.
I saw Chariots of Fire in the 80s.
That was probably the only movie you did see in the 80s, and you're wrong and incorrect.
It was either, I'm thinking it was Terminator or Titanic.
Okay.
And I just don't know which one was then, but the Titanic was discovered in the 80s, but I don't remember what year. If it was early 80s, maybe there would have been some buzz.
We literally just talked about the Titanic 5 minutes ago and when it was discovered.
I know, but I can't remember.
He was saying that. So I think,
okay, and I was going to go with Titanic, and you would have been nice to steer me away, and then I would have said Terminator, but I should go with Titanic because we're going to try to play a clean game here.
I'm not saying one way or the other. Okay, I'm just saying we just had.
I think I know what it is now. It's Star Wars. It's Star Wars.
No, that was not. That was in the 70s.
They had it every decade.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say it was Star Wars. Not that I get the point, but I was like, I should have said Star Wars.
Lot to unpack on this one. Return of the Jedi. Hold on. Lot to unpack on this one. Okay. I actually liked Sharon's guess of the Terminator, which was incorrect. Okay. Titanic, guessing the Titanic movie freaked me out because that came out in 97. So I don't know where the fuck you were going with that. Like, just off.
Well, I don't remember.
The Titanic was discovered in 1985, which we just talked about and you forgot. Chariots of Fire. No one fucking saw that movie. And what did you say? What was your last... Oh,
Return
Star
of
Wars.
The Jedi. I would be like, I would bet my soul on Jared.
That was an okay guess, but wow, you guys are fucked this round. I can tell you that right now. My God.
Okay, what was it?
So, E.T.
Oh, fuck. I didn't mention that.
That was demonic.
Oh, yeah, that little devil.
I even mentioned that.
That little devil running back and forth. I mean, yeah. I mean, he looked just like that, too.
It
just.
Demonic that
I
movie.
I even mentioned that in my interview with Brian and Troy that when I saw that with my dad, so I actually did see that movie when I went home for vacation, and I went off on how this was the devil's plan to steal the hearts of children because it was a Jesus Christ type archetype.
Counterfeit.
Did we see it together, Tracy?
I don't know if you came with it, but my dad was like, "You're so lost." He was very
Didn't you guys take me?
We absolutely could have taken you because
I was four and it was, I think, went on one of your breaks.
Phone home. So see, I know some lines from that movie.
Yeah. Well, that's something.
E.T. That was a good one. We should have known that one.
Wow. We are fucked. Okay.
No, this is getting good. Maybe this is my revenge for Tracy. I wouldn't say for doing chores, but maybe just abandoning her 3-year-old nephew to go to Last Days. Maybe that's what I'm getting back for. So
yeah.
That's all right. I turned out all right. I'm good. All right. So who's up?
It's Tracy.
That's Tracy. Yeah. Cause Sharon had so many great guesses on that last one.
I had so many wrong guesses. I love that.
All right. What sort of car is used as the time machine in Back to the Future?
A DeLorean.
All right.
Yes. Did you know that, Sharon?
Okay, that was like a PG movie. There was no sex, so we were allowed to see it.
Did you know that answer?
Yes, I knew that answer. Okay. Yeah.
Sharon.
Yes.
All right. To crack five, to get to 5 points, this is it. Name the killer in the 1980 movie Friday the 13th.
Freddy.
Whew, man. God, you're on the same track. I like that. But no.
No?
No?
No.
Oh, I know. Then it's me?
It's your turn. Yeah.
Jason!
It's a trick question. It is not Jason. In the original Friday the 13th movie, it was his mother, Mrs. Voorhees. Sorry.
F that. I was like, it's either Freddy or Jason.
I've never seen any of those movies, so I don't know.
Wait, was that obscure, Don?
Again. I really thought your money round was the first round. That's why I made it harder the second round. So, my apologies.
Okay.
We'll get back on track and we'll get some good ones in. I have high hopes for the music section.
He keeps saying that.
What 1988 movie featured Matt Damon's first film role? And I'm going to give you an extra hint.
Wait, whose question is this?
Is this Sharon's first? Or is it mine? Because I stole.
It's Tracy.
Oh, his first film role?
Okay, hold on. What 1988 movie featured Matt Damon's first film role? Now, I'm going to give you an extra hint.
Oh, this one's easy, though. She should have this. You shouldn't have to give her a hint.
Maybe. Was he also the writer and director?
No. The star of that movie is Julia Roberts.
Ooh.
So see, it threw you because you were thinking what I was thinking, Sharon.
Which you guys are a decade off still. It's like your 90s was your 80s. I keep thinking your 90s was your 80s. It's not.
It's as if the 80s didn't exist.
It's as if the 80s didn't exist.
Just wiped out. Man.
Yes. Okay. So Matt Damon and Julia Roberts is a tough one for me.
Matt Damon's first film role.
So I'm going to have to say Pretty Woman. He must have had a little part in there somewhere.
No.
Oh, shit.
No. No. Sharon, any
guesses?
Steel
Magnolias.
I like that guess, but no. Mystic Pizza. Mystic Pizza. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that. Ever. Ever.
G'day, I'm Troy.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the hosts of I Was a Teenage Fundamentalist, an ex-evangelical podcast.
We used to be loyal members and leaders in Australian Christian megachurches, but we're not anymore.
I Was a Teenage Fundamentalist is an honest and hilarious peek behind the curtain at the weird, the worrying, and sometimes traumatic world of evangelicals and Pentecostals.
We share our stories, we interview prominent guests in the global ex-evangelical space, and provide a platform for others to tell their stories about their time in evangelicalism and their journey out.
Shortlisted at the recent Australian Podcast Awards, I Was a Teenage Fundamentalist gives you a unique global perspective into one of the fastest growing religions in the world from the people who actually lived it.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts and iwasateenagefundamentalist.com.
What movie took home 7 Academy Awards in 1985?
That's Sharon, right? Thank God.
Yeah, that's all Sharon.
I know. I'm like, okay, let me just guess it.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
7 in 1985?
Oh, Ordinary People.
No, but I like that guess, though. But no, it's not.
Wasn't that way earlier than 1985? Because I think I watched that with my mother.
I don't know when that was. I'm just pulling things out of the air.
7 Academy Awards in 1985.
Yeah.
Oh.
And here I thought it made this too easy.
Now I know it. Maybe.
7 Academy Awards.
If she misses it, let me try, but I know I don't get a point.
It's fine. Yep.
In 1985, and this would be a year before I got married, this would be I watched no TV. Academy Awards.
Oh, now I thought of another one.
I'm going to say, what are the artsy freaking films? The Godfather.
Oh, God. Hold on. Sharon, I'm going to let you guess, but The Godfather came out in 1972.
Well, wasn't there a second and a third or something?
There was a second in the 70s and a third, and I think 1990. So I don't know what's in your glass that you're drinking, but I want some of it.
I thought that was a decent guess.
So I was going to say The Killing Fields, but then when she mentioned kids, I thought maybe I should change it to The Mission. Mm. So it's, I think one or maybe.
I did see The Mission. So this is a true story. My ex at the time used to wear this hoodie. Then he had the beard and that very monk-like haircut. And we went to buy our tickets to The Mission. And the ticket holder said, "You look like the main character." And he did.
Oh, I just went in the bathroom and cried my eyes out. I just cried and cried at that movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it The Mission, Don?
No. Out of Africa.
Oh, my God. I should have had that. Okay. You know, I listened to that soundtrack.
Again, there's an illegitimate romance going on, so we ain't watching that stuff. Nope.
Wow.
You've had many years away from that hellhole to get caught up on your shit, and you have chosen not to, okay?
Clearly, so we have failed.
Stop blaming being locked away. Okay. What is the name of the van that Scooby-Doo and his friends drive.
Is it my turn?
Whose turn is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is your turn, Tracy.
The mystery machine.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten it right anyway.
Okay.
But good. I think it was actually my turn. Because I was waiting in the wings with Killing Fields. So
Tracy's correct, but we will
gets the point because I would not have gotten
it. No, she gets the point. I was just gonna ask you two in a row, but I don't think you'll get two in a row, but we'll just try our hardest anyways. Okay.
I'm very proud.
Now it's Tracy's turn again. We're staying with the order.
You want to stay with the order?
You get a point for just being so gracious, Sharon.
Hold on. We'll see about that.
Well, maybe I should listen to the question and then decide if I want it or give it to her, huh?
How many Oscars did Raiders of the Lost Ark take home?
I am going to say two.
Okay.
I didn't win for acting. We all know that. There was probably some kind of set design.
He already said no.
He said no?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say either zero or seven. So zero.
Five.
Oh. Jesus.
Five. Five.
Okay.
Okay.
See, that's hardcore trivia, though. I bet you a lot of people who weren't in a crazy cult with their heads up their asses still wouldn't know that.
Yeah, it's time to let the healing begin and move on, you know? What film featured creatures that shouldn't be fed after midnight?
Whose is this? Sharon's?
Yes.
All right. I don't know these movies, and total wild-ass guesses. It's either going to be like, was there a movie called Goonies?
There was a movie called Goonies.
Was it Goonies?
Was not Goonies.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Venus flytrap one. That is the Venus flytrap. But then your Goonies, I was like, is it Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. And then I was thinking of Jurassic Park. So the flytrap is like, is it Hollywood Horror something? So I'm going to
just say something, Tracy.
I'm going to say Ghostbusters.
No, it was Gremlins.
Gremlins. That's kind of what I thought. That's kind of what I thought I was saying.
You didn't. No,
you were talking about Hollywood something. And the movie you were thinking about was called Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. That's what I was trying to think of.
All right. So this is a question near and dear to my heart, which you both, since you were there and potential witnesses, should know the answer.
It's my turn now because she had the Goonies.
What movie did my mother rent and watch at Last Days Ministries and got in trouble for bringing that outside demonic energy in?
So Don came to visit me when he, by himself, first time on an airplane, because he was the light of my life. His mother was my bridesmaid at my wedding in 1986 and didn't have a place to go afterwards. So she stayed and she got to be good friends with Dinah, Sharon.
Okay.
I guess she brought in a movie. And I don't have any special knowledge of this because I do not remember that. So
you have to guess the movie.
And bringing in the demonic.
I will say, was there a common area where people would watch movies?
Yes, yeah, we definitely, you could take movies, yeah.
That's where the viewing took place.
Yeah, I completely believe that this happened.
Oh, it 100% did.
And she got in trouble.
And I would have to say Dirty Dancing.
Okay, I don't hate that guess, but no, that's incorrect.
Okay.
That was a good guess.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't this, but I just want to say it because it's fun. Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, that would have been fucking amazing, though. That would have been awesome. Yeah.
There would have been exorcisms happening. Yeah, that would have been great.
Hard to find the demonic in this, but it was The Breakfast Club. About seven teenagers spending detention on a Saturday at a high school. So there you have it. If that doesn't sum up Last Days Ministries in a nutshell, I don't know what else will.
That's great.
All right.
So Sharon, wait. Sharon, have you ever watched The Breakfast Club?
Never saw it.
I knew it. and there was some swearing and bad attitudes. There definitely was some bad attitudes.
Oh, it sounds like my kind of movie then.
Yeah.
All right, I get one more.
You want one more in movies? All right, yeah. One more in movies? Okay. What 1984 film did John Hughes take 2 days to write? Do you know who John Hughes is?
No. Yes. I mean, I've
writer,
heard the name.
Director, legendary writer, director from the 80s and stuff. So
Yeah.
And he took how many days?
2 days to write it.
It was a 1984 movie. No clue.
16 Candles.
Mm. Oh, I was going to, yeah.
I don't think you would have gotten that.
I was not going to get, but can you say who starred in 16 Candles? Isn't that Molly Ringwald?
That is Molly Ringwald.
Yes, I bet Sharon didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And guess what? She also starred in The Breakfast Club, which John Hughes also wrote.
Yes, Molly Ringwald. She was definitely an 80s actress. I did know that. I feel like I should get special points for knowing Molly Ringwald. But
well, going into this last round here.
What's the score?
It is all tied up at 4-4.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Which means we didn't get a single thing right. We didn't. Did we get nothing right in the movie?
Out of 42 questions so far.
I got the mystery machine.
You did.
Oh, that's true. That brought you up.
All right. Let's do this.
So I will say that music is my worst category. So there's that.
Bring it on.
All right.
I'm going to be pathetic here too.
Music is my worst. Unless it's Keith Green, Silverwind.
I took those questions out, unfortunately. Okay.
Thank God. Thank you.
You're looking for a title of a song. What Billy Joel song featured over 100 different headlines from 1949 to 1989?
Who goes first?
Yeah. Who's jumping at this question?
Tracy. It's Tracy's turn.
Okay, so if I get this wrong, I should be so I did go to Movin' Out, which was a Billy Joel musical of all of his repertoire live and on Broadway in my post-commune days. And I do love Billy Joel. And I'm really struggling with some of the titles because I know there's Uptown Girl. I know there's a New York one that – so I'm going to say Uptown Girl.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shit. Uptown Girl. Da 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 da.
Does she lose another point for singing? You know, I have no fucking idea.
It's called We Didn't Start the Fire. With all the, so think about the question with all the headlines from the last 50 years.
I didn't remember that.
I couldn't key into that one. Because I know Uptown Girl.
I just like the one that says Catholic girls start much too late. You know, yes. That's my favorite one. But I tell you, once we get started, Tracy, it's hard to stop us.
It's hard to stop us. So, okay. That was a good one. We should have known that one. I should have known that one.
All right, Sharon, back to you. Who was the first female artist to have over 5 million album sales?
Olivia Newton-John.
No.
In the 1980s.
I get it. Madonna.
There you go.
Yes!
Madonna. Okay.
Woo-hoo! So I have to tell this story. So I was in the at Last Days.
She's got lots of stories, doesn't she?
I do have lots of stories. And I went, especially about the 80s, because I went to the shopping mall. And that was the first time I heard a Madonna song. Over, you know, because they played music in the mall. And I remember having that feeling of like, I should be preaching to these people in this mall because of just the grief of the sinfulness of the 80s. So
what song was it? Was it Like a Virgin?
Like a Virgin.
No, yeah, of course.
But was that, what year was that? So I think
Like a Virgin came out in 1984.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Okay, I am so proud of myself. Are you proud of me, Sharon?
I'm so proud of you.
You could have gotten Madonna.
No, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Okay.
I would have gone to Janet Jackson, which I know isn't right. I mean, I'm just, yeah. All right, my turn. Give it to me, Don. Give it to me. Come on.
Speaking of Janet Jackson.
Oh.
What musician played a guitar solo in Michael Jackson's song, Beat It?
Oh, that's a good one.
What musician played the guitar solo in Michael Jackson's song, Beat It.
Oh my God.
Okay. Like I barely know any, like,
that's
like
such a good one.
Like a good one. Like, you know, the answer.
I feel like I should know the answer. So like, wow, that's a good
Tracy,
one.
We should know the answer to a lot of these things. All right. So let me just talk this out. Can I even name a guitar player? I can say Bruce Springsteen plays guitar. Eric Clapton plays guitar. The Edge. No, wait, does he play bass? Like in U2, the dude, does he play?
He plays guitar. The Edge is the guitar player for U2.
Okay, it is in Beat It with Michael Jackson, right? Beat it. Come on and beat it.
Mm-hmm. I got no idea.
You just want to venture a guess.
Sure. All right. Who was the guitar player, the dude from Kiss that had the star on his face?
Gene Simmons?
No, that's Paul Stanley. Paul Stanley.
Okay. Yeah, that him. Him.
You want to go for Paul Stanley?
No. Yeah, why the fuck not?
No, it was not Paul Stanley.
Okay.
That's a good guess, though. I like that guess, actually.
If you're going to fail, fail with style.
That's right.
I'm trying to think of the... Oh, I can't think of his name. I can see him. So if it's him, I'm going to be really sad.
Doesn't really help.
Just beat it.
Shouldn't we have a timer here? Do, 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 do.
God, why can't I think of his name? He's a Hispanic great guitarist. And
Santana? Very,
yeah, Santana. Santana is my guess. Santana.
Okay. So wrong. So wrong.
That's okay. What I was seeing and saying. Santana.
No, Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, I was coming to him.
Sure you were.
Sure you were. Just, you know. Let me get through the Latinos. We already talked about the Chinese people in the first round. Let's just get back to it. All right. Sharon. Is it Wait. Sharon's turn?
No, it's Tracy.
Tracy's turn. Tracy's turn.
It's my turn.
What famous reggae singer passed away in 1981?
Oh, come on.
In 1981?
Uh-huh. What famous reggae singer passed away in 1981?
I mean, I want to say Jimi Hendrix, but I feel like he's not really reggae. Reggae guy.
Don is choking on his beer. You're gonna kill your nephew.
Reggae. I feel like I can see him.
Dance a little more, Tracy. You'll get it. Channel it, girl.
Why is Jimi Hendrix keep coming in? So I have to say Jimi Hendrix
because you're wrong.
You guess. You have any idea?
No, that's
it's not Jimi Hendrix.
I think it's Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, correct.
Bob Marley's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, it's so sad.
But I was like, but Jimi Hendrix, who passed 30 years prior, just came to my head, you know? So, whatever. What is the name of Rick Astley's iconic 1987 song?
Who?
Rick Astley.
This is my question.
He's from Britain.
Iconic 1987 song.
Yeah.
No clue.
Okay.
Talk like an Egyptian.
No.
Okay, I have just literally peed myself.
Another one of these questions. A lot to unpack here. So have you ever heard? Have you ever seen the social media craze getting Rick rolled? You ever heard of that? It's like a big popular thing right now.
No.
Okay.
No.
So from this guy, Rick Astley, people send you a link and you open it up and it sings this song. And the song is called Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You
yep,
Up.
That's it.
Never Gonna
that's
Say it. Goodbye. Never that's Gonna Let right. Around
there is,
and Hurt You.
There is no song called Talk Like an Egyptian. There is a song called Walk Like an Egyptian, which was put out by the all-female rock group, the Bangles.
Close.
But he was like a one-hit wonder, so I figured this guy was a one-hit wonder, and it was like...
The Bangles are not one-hit wonders. How dare you say that?
Okay.
How dare you say that?
Talk, like, okay. All right.
Tracy, back to you. Slaying it on the music, by the way. What music artist divorced Sean Penn in 1987?
Oh, why can't you ask me who married Sean Penn? Because I feel like...
Well, maybe the person who married then divorced. Why don't you try it like that?
Well, because it's an actress.
You have to get married before you can divorce.
I know, but I think what I'm thinking of an actress, but you're saying a musician?
What music artist divorced Sean Penn in 1987?
In 1987, what music artist divorced Sean Penn? Madonna's already been had, so it has to be.
Maybe she's twice.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't. Don wouldn't do that. The 1987, like, who are the music artists? Stevie Nicks.
Mine's going to be just as bad because I can't come up with any names. Whitney Houston.
It was Madonna. It was Madonna. Like, why? Why?
No, I almost was. I was like, he wouldn't give me two Madonnas. Just, that's right. Because there was a connection in my head with them. But then I was like, no, we just had Madonna.
Got to start going with your guts. Okay. So, Sharon, back to you.
Okay.
It's funny that you just mentioned this person. What was the name of Whitney Houston's first platinum single?
I want to dance with somebody.
That's right.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
You are correct.
Sharon loves. So, Sharon, did you have to confess for listening to Whitney Houston as a Christian? Because I think you loved her a lot.
I did love her. And I loved that video. And I had to pretend I didn't love it as much as I did.
I thought so.
I had to just kind of like it. Yeah.
Yep. Lie and sin. That's all we do. All right. Tracy, what is the name of the band who wrote 1981's Don't Stop Believin'?
Don't Stop Believin'. I know you're going to hate me.
Oh my God. I'm going to steal this from her.
Aerosmith.
Hmm?
Oh my Aerosmith. God. I'm going to so win this. Journey.
Sharon, this is correct.
I always get Styx, Aerosmith, and Journey mixed up.
Because they're so similar.
They kind of are similar. Don't stop believing. Oh,
come on in,
Journey.
Babe. I just got a point.
Yeah, he can cheer you on.
Oh, baby's sleeping. Oh, I have to sleep. I have to be a little more quiet because the baby's sleeping. Our little 10-month-old grandson. Hey, babe, right. I just got a point.
Yes.
Because I knew that Don't Stop Believing was Journey. Yeah. Yay. He's giving me the big thumbs up.
Okay.
He knew we would be shit at this game. He's ridden in the car with me enough times where a song comes on. He goes, okay, so who's this? And I'm like, no idea. And he's like, you don't know.
So frustrating.
Such a bad game to play in the car.
It's so frustrating. Me and my wife are barely together to this day because of that. But... All right. What artist had a 1983 tour called Serious Moonlight Tour?
Whose turn? Oh, it's Sharon's turn.
It's Sharon's turn. Yeah.
Serious Moonlight.
It's a pretty famous tour.
Oh my God. I have no idea. Okay, let me just try to think of.
It's a band, not a solo.
It's an artist.
Artist.
What artist? Yeah.
Jewel. I don't know.
Jewel's like 2000.
Jewel?
Isn't that like in the 2000s or something?
Jewel came out in the mid-90s. Again, that's that 10-year gap. We just don't know.
Yeah, the 10-year gap.
It is not, unfortunately, it is not Jewel.
I was going to say Michael Jackson.
That's a good guess.
Oh, thank you.
Because he did the moonwalk, but it's not true, but it's not correct.
Yeah, because of the moon. That's why that was my connection.
Yes, it is David Bowie.
Mm. Oh, the moon child. We should have gotten that.
I wish I had seen him in concert.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. He's one of my faves. So, Tracy, you're up.
Okay.
Who wrote the 1983 song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Girls just want to have fun. Okay, so not only do I know this, my family knows her. So, Cyndi Lauper.
There we go. All right.
Woohoo! So, I'm very proud of myself for that.
Okay.
Did you know that, Sharon?
I did.
Okay. What was the name of George Michael's debut album? Sharon, this is to you.
Yeah.
This is.
Well, I know that the song I really love, I don't know. The truth is I don't know. I'm just going to say I know a George.
Tell us
a George Michael song that I really love the sound of, and it's fucking creepy when you listen to the lyrics, Father Figure.
I know. I was going to say, I know what song you're going to think of, but it's not right, but that's a great song. It is creepy lyrics too.
Tracy gets to steal.
So you said Father Figure for George Michael?
So what is the name of the debut album of George Michael?
Lightning.
You know, you should always just go with the artist's name as you don't know what there the fuck you're talking about.
Yes. But in this instance, that is not correct either. It's Faith.
Oh, we should have known that.
Gotta have faith. Yeah.
Why would we know that?
Because it's one that we would have been like, oh, maybe we can listen to that. It's an album about faith.
Mm. It definitely is not at all. At all.
Some creepy pedophilia. That's what's going on there, man.
Okay, what's the score?
Sharon 7, Tracy 6.
Oh my God. Ooh, it's so close, Sharon. So close.
So, Tracy, you're up.
Okay.
What launched in 1981 that changed the way people discovered music?
Oh, I was talking about the Space Challenger, and I was like, I know this. This launched and crashed.
I crossed that question out because it was too easy.
So what when you said launched, all I saw was Space Shuttle. Can you read the question again?
What launched in 1981 that changed the way people discovered music?
The synthesizer.
My MTV.
MTV, yes.
Oh, that kind of launch. Okay, discovered music.
Sharon, you're up. Who is the lead singer of Duran Duran? I try to get a good mix going.
No
here.
Clue.
I try.
No. A guy named Duran, Mr. Duran.
Like you said, always go with the artist, but that is incorrect.
Okay. I was going to say James Duran.
Oh, wow. You guys just aren't even trying anymore. The lead singer's name of Duran Duran is Simon Le Bon.
I wouldn't have known that.
Never have known that.
What is the name of the 1981 song featuring the band Queen and David Bowie?
It's you, Tracy.
Is it me? Because I know this. Under pressure.
Yes! You are correct.
Sharon, did you know that?
No.
Oh my God, I knew one that Sharon didn't know. I do this in my corporate world. I did a presentation to Under Pressure. So
did you?
That's how I knew it. Yeah. Under Pressure. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too. That was good.
I'm still one behind her though, right?
Right. And it's back to Sharon now?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of Bruce Springsteen's 1984 album?
Can't even think of a single name of a song by Bruce Springsteen. Wait a second. It's like something about America or a small town. Small town.
What's that?
Small town.
Is it right?
No, it's not that.
You got me scared. I used to get Bruce Springsteen and another Bruce or another Springsteen mixed up. There's two musicians with the same part of that name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it. You can't know it like
Buffalo Springfield.
Springfield. Yes. Springfield and
Buffalo
Springsteen.
Springfield.
Different era, different genre, different.
I used to get them mixed up. So Bruce Springsteen.
That's hard to do because they're so far apart. But okay.
I'm going to say New Jersey Boy. Because he's from New Jersey, aren't you impressed?
There's no way that's the name of his album. Oh my God.
So
Made in America. Made in America.
Born in the USA is the name of the album.
Okay, I had it sort of right.
Sharon, when you're thinking of small town, I think you're thinking of John Cougar Mellencamp,
who had that song.
So easy to get him confused, but it is not America or New Jersey boy. It is born in the USA.
But New Jersey is in the USA. And a New Jersey boy is born in the USA.
And he is from New Jersey, so that was a good guess.
All right, whose turn is it now?
It's mine now.
Yes. You could tie it up here.
Oh, my God.
But you're not going to.
God, he's going to give me something so hard.
No, I'm literally going down the list. So what band scored a top hit with the song Wake Me Up Before You Go Go?
Wake me up before you go. What band?
Yeah. What band scored a top hit with the song Wake Me Up Before You Go Go?
ABBA.
Huh?
ABBA.
I've just won.
Wasn't sure they had hits in the 80s, but it is not ABBA.
ABBA's an 80s band, right?
No.
Ready?
Yes.
Wham!
Oh, shit, it is Wham.
Oh, shit, Sharon. I would have never gotten that in 100 years of thinking.
You know what? I liked those, bubble gummy poppy things.
Were you sneaking secular music?
Yeah, it sounds like you were doing some weird shit.
I think Sharon was sneaking some secular music while I was out on the back 40 praying. That's what I think was happening.
It was under the covering of my authority, who liked to listen to music. So, yes, my ex did like music, and he would put on MTV every once in a while or listen to it in the car.
If I had known that, Sharon.
Well, maybe not. But we must have done it at Last Days because Whitney Houston's Dance With Me. What year was that?
That was 80-something. I don't have the year, but it's probably mid-80s, 85, 86.
Well, yeah, we were compromisers about that, Tracy.
Yeah.
You know who else I like? My guilty pleasures? Boy George.
Yeah, Culture Club.
That is a very guilty pleasure.
Do you really want to hurt me? You can't bring that cross-dresser to Last Days Ministries. There's no way.
I know, but I liked I'll Tumble For You because it was just a little naughty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sharon, you
and
were
then Karma Chameleon.
A deconstructor inside you for years.
I think I kind of held some stuff inside and then,
Let's drudge it up. Let's drudge it up. I am down. All right. A couple more. What movie was Eye of the Tiger the theme song for? I want you to think about this one because it might not be as obvious to some that people might think. What movie was Eye of the Tiger the theme song for?
The two options in my head are both wrong. Karate Kid or Rocky.
Pick one.
Rocky.
That's right.
It's not right.
Okay, because I was going to say Karate Kid or Rocky, so I have to say Karate Kid.
Well, think about it now. The first Rocky came out in the 70s.
Which had Eye of the Tiger.
Did it?
So I would say Karate Kid, because those were exactly my two Sharons.
Oh my God, that is hysterical. Are we both wrong in the same way?
We're going to void this question out. No one's going to. It was Rocky 3.
Oh.
So Rocky 1 and 2 came out in the 70s. Rocky 3 was the first one to come out in the 80s.
Okay, but you know what I love, Tracy? Is that you and I had the same wrong answers.
And that's tough to do. That's hard to do. All right. Last question.
Okay, wait. What's the score?
You're winning, Sharon.
Sharon 9, Tracy 7.
Okay, we're going to do this one, and then we're going to go back and pull a couple more from the movie thing so Tracy gets, a chance.
Because you were sneaking MTV at Last Days. I mean, who's the winner here?
I mean, she followed her faith, Sharon. I don't think you did.
We already know that.
But
whose is it, too? It's to Tracy.
It is to me.
What band is known for Living on a Prayer and You Give Love a Bad Name?
You Give Love a Bad Name. Aerosmith.
Jesus Christ. That was as much of a layup as I could possibly give. But.
Okay.
Is it Van Halen?
No, no, no.
That would have been my other guess, Sharon. I was your one. Is it Van Halen or is it Aerosmith? Is it Van Halen or is it Aerosmith? Or Styx? Okay.
Who
Styx
was it?
Would be my other guess.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's right. There's that other dude. Yeah.
There is another band out there, Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Okay, pull out a few of the movie ones.
I have a couple more. I have a couple more that I can we can do.
Okay. Double or Nothing.
Are we going to do Double or Nothing?
Yeah, because that's the only way I can win. And so if it's a Double or Nothing, then we tie. And then if you win, then the game is over. You won.
Okay, so this is the final question?
I won't be able to come back from it. Yeah.
Are we going to give you the final question or two final questions?
Yeah, as I say, because if you get this right, Double or Nothing, then you tie.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Then there'll be a tiebreaker.
Okay, so two questions.
But if I miss it, then Sharon, it is your game. And okay. I take off my bow to you.
Mm. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who directed the 1980 movie The Shining?
Oh, I do know this. Kubrick.
Don't get too cocky. You just tied. That is correct. Stanley Kubrick.
Woohoo! Did you know that, Sharon?
I did not know that.
Oh my God, you didn't know that. I'm so...
No, I didn't.
I'm so proud of myself.
I didn't watch worldly movies.
she just listened to secular music. That's all she did.
You had a few years to catch up, Sharon. Okay, so we're tied. And that was a little unfair. So Sharon really had the advantage.
No, it's all right. Two more questions. One to me and one to her. Let's see what we do.
Okay.
All right. How many Star Wars movies were released in the 1980s?
And that's to Sharon because I just answered
mine. That is to Sharon. How many Star Wars films were released in the 1980s?
One.
That is incorrect. Tracy?
Two.
It is two. That's 2 points? Is that what we're doing?
No, that now we're back to one and one. So
okay.
Okay, so Tracy gets one more.
Okay. So Tracy, you pulled ahead by a point.
I did.
What is the name of the protagonist in The Terminator?
I've never seen a Terminator movie ever.
Oh my God.
Never seen a Terminator. So I'm going to say Angela.
Sarah Connor.
It is Sarah Connor.
Oh, we're tied. Good job. I knew it was like a girl's name.
Shall we just end on the tie?
Oh.
Oh, should we just end on a tie because we love each other and support each other so much?
We love each other so much. It's up to Don. He's the master of ceremonies.
Or we could do a speed round.
We could do a speed round. And then you say it and whoever answers it the fastest.
Just like one more, whoever answers it first?
Yep.
Sure. It's like penalty kicks in the World Cup.
What 1987 science fiction film includes the line, "Get to the chopper"?
Terminator.
No, it's not that. Get to the chopper. Predator.
It is Predator.
Oh, she got, you know what? My bow is off to you. That was really, really good. Because that was Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
It was.
Yeah, the only reason I know that is my husband, Dave. That's his favorite movie of all time. And
it's his favorite movie of all time?
Which I don't get.
Solid movie.
So see, you can say, thank you, babe. You let me win.
Thank you, my love. You made me win this whole thing.
All right. So, Don, do you have any last words that you want to say to us?
Your fucking trivia skills need to improve. I mean, this was not the best showing. No, it was fun. I had a good time.
Did you expect us to do better?
I did. I don't want to lie on this show, but I thought the movie and music was going to be a struggle. I really thought the general 80s knowledge of historical things. I forgot that at Last Days you were not allowed to read newspapers or have any contact with the outside world. So that is my mistake. But yeah, I did think so. But no, you guys did fine. You guys did a good job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Don. You were fantastic.
Yes, this will be so great.
No, this was fun.
Sharon, did you have anything you want to say as the winner?
as the winner. I just want you to get that fucking score sheet up on the website, woman.
Okay. I will do that. That's your prize. Your prize for winning is we'll get this score, okay, this scoreboard up.
I'll take that. All right. Okay. Well, I think we should say thank you to the listeners who've gone through this torture session with us.
I think so. And to realize that if you ever want to get a trivia team together, make sure they were not in a cult commune for any period of time, because it really will put you at a disadvantage.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.